Chapter 20. The bedraggled ponies rubbed the water out of their eyes as they peeled themselves from the ground. Once they were back on their hooves, they wasted no time. Applejack marched right up to Twilight and stomped her hoof in the sand.
"What were you thinking? I mean, stealing their pearl?"
"It was the only way to save Equestria," Twilight explained.
"Except it wasn't,"
Pinkie Pie added, her bottom lip jutting out in a pink pout.
"The queen was going to say yes. We did what you told us, and that's what made her realize we were ponies worth saving."
She began to pace around, thinking. She stopped dead in her tracks, coming to a realization.
"Unless you didn't really want us to show her the best time ever. You just wanted us to distract her."
Every pony stared at Twilight in horror. Was it true? Twilight let out a frustrated growl. "I never would have done it, but this isn't Equestria. We can't just dance around with con artists, make rainbows in the sky, and expect everything to work out. It's not enough. We are not enough." Pinkie Pie shook her sad pink mane.
"No, Twilight. We stuck together. We were going to get the help we needed. The only thing that stopped us was you."
This was ridiculous. Why couldn't Twilight's friends see that she was doing the best she could? The pressure of this entire situation was all on Twilight. She was the one Tempest Shadow was after, and she was the last princess of Equestria.
"I'm the only one they want."
"You're also the only one who doesn't trust her friends,"
Pinkie Pie retorted. The other ponies nodded in agreement. Twilight wasn't being a team player. That was enough. Twilight looked up to the spiky, desolate Mount Eris, and something snapped inside her. This was all too much, and her friends had been nothing but trouble for her. She spun around on her hooves and narrowed her eyes.
"Well, maybe I would have been better off without friends like you,"
Twilight yelled angrily. A spark of magical energy spit out of Twilight's horn, almost like Tempest's. Twilight watched, but the sight of Pinkie Pie and the rest of her friends trotting away was blurry from the tears in her eyes. She had ruined everything by trying to steal the pearl. There was no way to save Equestria now. Twilight fell into a sad, crying heap of a pony. She didn't even notice the ominous dark clouds gathering above her. At least Spike had hung back to make sure Twilight was okay. Or no one might have ever seen the princess get carted away in a cage by Tempest and her guards.
"Twilight!"
Spike cried as his friend disappeared into the hull of the skiff. He shot a sad blast of fire at the ship in a feeble attempt to do something to help. But it made no difference. Without her good friends, Princess Twilight's sparkle hadn't stood a chance. The ponies had been officially divided and conquered.